This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It was a dry winter, and where I live on the eastern edge of the Sulphur Springs Valley, there's not much in the way of a wildflower display, a stark contrast to a couple preceding winters, wet winters, I should say, when spring was ablaze with numerous blooming species. Even the display of perennials is small or non-existent. Plants that would be covered in flowers are only showing a few at best. Some springs, the woody little shrub fairy dust or calandra can bloom profusely, and where that plant covers rocky slopes, it is so colorful. Hundreds or thousands, a gazillion of stamens shooting from flower heads as if they're plugged into an outlet, right? Well, that's not to be near us. We appear to have a power outage. Hey, we were up on a mesa, we being Ms. Mosquito and me, we were up on this mesa in nearby hills, and we looked for a favorite milkweed. In previous years, it was like 1 to 2 feet tall, leafy bases and flower stalks about that all that height. But what we found this trip recently were leaves no more than 2 or 3 inches. 2 or 3 inches above the earth, and though not yet blooming, the stems with the flower buds were no taller, 2 or 3 inches tall. Those plants weren't going to be huge, but doggone it, they were going to bloom, and they were going to set seeds, so they had this amazing perseverance. That milkweed is Asclepias asperula. I know a couple common names. One is antelope horns, because someone on drugs thought that the seed pods, the follicles, look like antelope horns. Okay. I like the common name Immortal, Spanish for immortal. I suspect because it comes up from a root every year and seemingly never dies. If you were to look up Asclepias asperula in an herbal, a medicinal plant book, you'll find that this is an important medicinal plant in the Southwest, important and very useful. It would be fun for you to look it up and read about it. It's very cool. The genus Asclepias honors the Greek god of medicine. Milkweeds are no longer in their own family, but have joined. Well, it did this a while ago. I just was ignorant. Joined the dog banes, the Apocynaceae. The specific epithet Asperula, I think this is referring to the genus Asperula, which is in the madder family, Rubiaceae, because it has flowers. That must have reminded the person who saw the flowers on this milkweed, say, wow, those look like asperula. So Asclepias asperula. Milkweeds are so cool, aren't they? And over the last few years, oh my gosh, milkweeds have become so popular, driven by the plight of the monarch butterfly, whose several generation migration is fueled by milkweeds. I mean, it's the larval food. Milkweeds are larval food of monarch butterflies. And monarchs are very cool, and it's good to lend a hand. Good to lend a hand, Petey. But don't forget, milkweeds are visited by many other pollinator species. A friend of mine who lives down next to the Huachuca Mountains, Hereford, Arizona, published a paper in the Journal of Pollination Ecology about a particular borderland species of milkweed called Asclepias angustifolia, or Arizona milkweed. It barely gets into Arizona out of Mexico, but for some reason, Arizona milkweed. So a milkweed of the Madrean pine oak woodland along the border. And Robert Burstock, Bob, reports that he and his wife, Karen LeMay, and his other colleagues, they report of observing this plant in the wild and in cultivated situations, 369 species have visited Asclepias angustifolia. Yeah, and so in the wild and in these gardens, 140 of those 369 were potential pollinators. 7 different insect orders were represented. The ants, the bees, the wasps, the butterflies, the moths, the beetles, the flies, the grasshopper katydids, true bugs. So milkweeds aren't just for monarchs, okay? And monarchs have no problem sharing their love of milkweeds with other insect orders, families, genera, and species. Very generous, yay! You know, you could count the different insects that visit your milkweed patch. Or like me, you can admire milkweeds out in the wild. Wild and in the borderlands. Yeah. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, And this has been Growing Native.